Let's bring in Colton Sissons, who was nice enough to say hello last night. Hello, Colton. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys today?
Doing fantastic. I want to start with an event like last night. It's an opportunity. It's one of those rare opportunities throughout the year, because obviously you guys are a little busy, that you can kind of chill and get to mingle with the fans. You know, how was it for you guys? You know, I saw you, you know, I got to talk to you for a second, and, you know, you guys were taking pictures and talking to the fans. Is it nice to be able to kind of, you know, I guess, let your hair down for a night?
Yeah, it's good. Like you said, it's so busy throughout the season. Just have to find the time to have those interactions with the fans. And we're there for a couple hours, and there's plenty of time to have a few conversations and take some pictures and deal some cards at the blackjack table. Some of us were doing a little bit of that, but no, it was good.
My buddy went over when Willsby was dealing, said he was a pretty good dealer. Did you deal at all?
I did, yeah. Yeah, okay. I took a spin.
Okay, all right. Very, very nice. You know, also with an event like this, you know, I know, like, this has been a tough stretch for you guys. Does it kind of help to kind of take your mind off things for a few hours?
I suppose so. You know, it's just something different, and you're out and busy and chatting with people, and you know, everyone was really supportive of us last night that I had an opportunity to chat with. So that was always good to hear that, you know, a lot of our dedicated fan base still has our back, even when things are tough right now.
Colton Sissons is on the People Show with Chase and Big Joe. Colton, when you do these radio interviews, do they come to you and say, you got to go on with these guys tomorrow? Do you do it? How does that all work? I'm always fascinated by this.
I mean, I know I had to do a few of these throughout the season. So, you know, we have our people that have our media stuff, and they keep us updated and make sure we know who to call and when to call and all that good stuff.
Your reaction when you do this, I mean, you can lie to us. You excited to be with us today? We need new promos. We need new promos here. So just say, love being on with you guys.
Joyous comes to mind.
I bet it does. Listen, we all know, I mean, the season's not going the way that you guys hope for or plan for, but that still doesn't mean that you guys are going to like, oh, well, it's over now. I mean, it's still going out Friday night and giving everything you got, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely right. Yeah. No, I mean, you know, we're professionals, and, you know, we haven't given up all hope yet by any means, but, you know, we know we're up against it. We know where we're at, but we got to show up every day to work and do our jobs and perform at the highest level. That's what's expected of us. And, you know, that's what we hold ourselves to as well.
We had Steven Stamkos on last week and Philip the week before that. And just talk about the difference between what you're going through of being mad and frustrated. And they're not equal at all. And sometimes they could wreck what you're trying to get done. How do you balance being mad and frustrated?
I mean, it's challenging. You know, obviously it pisses you off when you're losing several games in a row. And, you know, sometimes you can use that anger as fire to show up the next game and have a great game. And sometimes it can go the other way with the frustration side of things. Sometimes you can lose some confidence and some belief in yourself or your team's game when those things creep in. And, you know, everybody handles things differently and respond differently to adversity. But, no, we've certainly had to manage that throughout the season. It's been tough at times.
How do you go to work when, you know, when the season's not going the way you want, obviously, but then your name gets thrown out there. This guy's a trade guy. They could go here and there. And you still got to go to work every day. I couldn't imagine coming to my job thinking, God, are they going to trade me today? Or what's going to happen? So how do you put all that aside and just play hockey?
I mean, it's just kind of part of the gig, unfortunately. You know, I've played a long time now, and we've had a lot of good teams where we're looking to add talent more often than we were going the other way with it. And, you just never know. It's out of your control. It's one of those things. You just have to, once you're at the rink, you got to dial it in. And like I said before, just show up and do your job to the best of your ability. You know, be a good teammate and just try to enjoy the game out there. You really can't control those things. So.
Colton Sissons is with us here on the Chase and Big Joe Show. So after the next two games, you're going to have a couple of weeks off with the Four Nations tournament. I want to start with that. How, you know, it's like the NHL's way of kind of replicating some Olympic hockey in the middle of the season. There's no All-Star game. You know, how interesting do you think that's going to be? Because I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be very interesting. I mean, all four teams have just insane rosters. It'd be tough to pick a winner just looking at it on paper, honestly. I think a lot of people will be tuned in. There's going to be some really entertaining hockey going on over that break.
Also, with the break, for a lot of you, how beneficial is that going to be? Because you're going to have some time to truly step away from hockey and just, you know, think about something else.
Yeah, no, it'll be great for a reset for the body and probably more importantly, resetting the mindset. It's nice to have that. You know, it gets the season. It's a long season. It's a grind, whether it's going great or it's going not so great. And it'll be good for just a little regroup of both the body and mind a little bit.
Hey, have you ever gotten like bored and gone out to Ford Ice Center in Bellevue when people are doing the open skate and just buzz them? Because if I was as good a skater as you were, Colton, I'd go out there once a week and just buzz people.
I haven't done that. Maybe I should give that a try.
I mean, obviously you're a professional skater, and I can't stand up with that hole on the sideboards, but I'd love to go out there with you one day and just watch you buzz up and down the ice and watch people like, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, we could make that happen one day.
What would be funny is we could dress Colton up like in a disguise.
Yes.
Where people don't know it's him.
Right.
And do that. Like, I don't know if you remember Colton.
Like Uncle Drew thing.
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't know if you remember, you may have been here, but they did that with Weber and I think it was Yossi one time. Like, put them on the plaza as reporters, like, and had them talk.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was pretty funny. So we may have to look into that during the off season. Colton, thanks so much for doing this. We're looking forward to being with you guys Friday in Chicago. And let's get 4 points before the break. And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, yeah. Thanks for having me, guys. Look forward to it.
Yep, absolutely. Colton Sissons joining us here on the program. Always have a star player join us at 9:05 on Wednesdays. John McClain going to join us at the bottom of the hour. It's Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.